37. Philip on the Desert Road. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." That's all. No explanation, no reason. Just go to a desert road. Philip went. On the road, he saw a chariot. In the chariot was an Ethiopian man, an important official, the treasurer for the Queen of Ethiopia. He had come all the way to Jerusalem to worship, and now he was heading home, sitting in his chariot, reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Philip ran alongside the chariot and heard the man reading aloud from Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The Ethiopian said, "How can I, unless someone explains it to me?" He invited Philip to climb up and sit with him. The passage he was reading was from Isaiah, about someone who would suffer and be led like a lamb. And the Ethiopian didn't know who it was talking about. Philip sat down beside him and explained, starting from that very passage, the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water. The Ethiopian said, "Look, water! What keeps me from being baptized?" He ordered the chariot to stop. They both went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, Philip was suddenly taken away. The Spirit carried him to another town. And the Ethiopian went on his way, rejoicing. A desert road, one chariot, one man with questions. God sent Philip to the middle of nowhere for one person. God will rearrange your whole day for one person who's searching. Be willing to be sent. Acts 8, verses 26 through 40.